Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Dalid Omud Beis. We're in the second volume of the Dir Shu Mishneh Berurah, and we're beginning Simen Kuf Tzadi today. And this Simen deals with drinking of the wine after you've benched. So the Mechaber starts off and he tells us, Achar Shesiyin Birchas HaMazon, after a person concludes benching, and of course we're talking here about his benching halakos, as the Mishneh Berurah will tell us, Mavarach Bari Priya Gofen. So then immediately after the benching, he takes the kos that he benched on, and he says a Bari Priya Gofen on it, and as we'll see, he drinks it. V'yitom HaMavarach, the person who's making the kos, benching halakos, takes a drink from the wine, and the Ramah adds, V'im Hifsik Ben HaBracha Latima, if he were to interrupt between making the Bracha Bari Priya Gofen and the tasting of the wine, the halachas for this can be found in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, which we'll learn eventually, Mitzvah Shem Sif Tesvav, but we've discussed them in the past already, that a person is not allowed to interrupt between the Bracha and the drinking, and if he does, he has to go and make a Bracha again. Then the Mechaber tells us, then the other people who are listening to his bracha, who wish to partake in this kosher bracha, should do so. And they drink after he has drunk. Now, let's look inside the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah starts off and he says in Sifkat Nalef, Rotsalomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, if a person is benching ala kos, as we've already learned, then of course we bench ala kos, and we make the Bari Priya Gofen at the conclusion of that. The issue foot number one reminds us, the lefneishim of Arach ala kos, before he goes and makes the Baruch ala kos, so the Sharet Zion told us in Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet, she'ein no'agim lomar le'mesubim. You don't have to tell them to the mesubim, savri, as you normally do before you drink a cup of wine, you're the one of people to listen to you, because in this situation, he has already gotten permission as he's benching, so therefore he doesn't have to ask it. Nevertheless, Tov Shiyamtin Achi Yigmru HaKol Lomar Yiru'es Hashem Gomi. He should wait till they're all done with benching before he says the Bari Priya Gofen. And in general, he tells us, in any place that you don't have to ask Rishus, you don't have to say Savri. Incidentally, the Be'er HaTev disagrees to a certain extent, and he brings out from the Ateres Zekenim that you should say Savri over here, Shalol L'chalik, that you don't make any distinction. You always say Savri, so you say it over here too, even though it's unnecessary. Mishneh Berurah continues and he writes, V'hainu afilu im kvar berech al hayayin shebesoch hasuda. This is true, even if you made a bracha, a Bari Priya Gofen on the wine in the middle of the meal, so that Bari Priya Gofen ended with your benching, and this is now a new drinking over here that requires a new Bari Priya Gofen. Because anything that you eat or drink after the benching obviously is no longer part of that meal. That's a separate new meal, and therefore you have to make a new Bari Priya Gofen. Because benching essentially demonstrates a complete lack of connection to whatever you had beforehand and afterwards. Is the classical Hesach Hadas. Mishneh Berurah Sifkat and Beis says, look in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, the Ramah mentioned too, that you have to go, Dechoz Mevarach, if you spoke in between the bracha and drinking of the wine, you have to make a new bracha. However, if the thing that you spoke about was related to the Suda in some way, in this situation, and related to drinking of the wine in some way, so then you don't have to make a new bracha, but this is a bidyevid. You should lechatrila not speak at all. Tisha foot number two brings down lechatrila, Shulchan Aruch said over there in Simen Reish Vav, she'asul hafsik afilu b'shesika, yosei michtei dibor bein habracha leachila. You shouldn't even have long pauses in between the bracha and the drinking, but that's lechatrila, bidyevid. A pause will not make you make a new bracha, and even talking, if it's talking about the thing that you're making the bracha about, that bidyevid is acceptable too. Then Mishneh Berurah Sifkat and Gimel says, the achar kach yitamu acherim, after the person who leads the benching drinks from the kos shel bracha, the other people there can go drink as well. Shekivan shu berech hakos, since the person leading the benching made the bracha on this kos, nachun hu sheyishtehu tchila, he should be the first one to drink, and then afterwards all the other people can drink. Now we go to the Mechaber and he continues, im kulam zekukim lekos echad, if all of them are dependent upon this one kos over here, this one kos that they're making the benching on, and all the people that wish to drink will drink from that kos, then osen avarach mikosel, the kos reikon should be other, and he's going to pour from his cup into their cups. So then, if he pours first into their cups, lo yitamu ad shiyitomhu, they shouldn't drink until he has drunk. However, avolim einan zukukim lekoso, but if they're not dependent upon his cup, they all have their own kos in front of them. Yecholim litom kodem shiyitomhu, then they're allowed to drink before he drinks, once he makes the Bari Priya Gofen, they happen to get the wine or the grape juice to their mouth. Before he does, it's not a problem. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalel explains, Im kulam zakukim, if they're all dependent upon his cup. Halosha megum kim tzas. He says a little bit unclear this language over here. Let me explain it better, he says. V'kavona so kilu kosav. And he's telling us that Mechaber meant to say as follows. V'chein im kulam zakukim, if all of them are dependent, v'rod solomar, what does it mean zakukim over here? The lo mibayim yesh rak kos echod. He's not only talking about where there's only one cup. The kulam shosim yikosav, they're all going to drink from this cup. That's certainly dependent. Bevadai nochom lechatchilo shuyitom mikodem. He certainly has to drink first. Da'afilum kol echad kos reik on lefanav. And even if they each have an empty cup in front of them, v'hu ma'arili achar berocha kodem timosum yikosel lekosam. Even if they all have their own cup in front of them, and he's going to pour from his cup into their cups, that also gamkein ein roi shetamu him kodem. They shouldn't drink first. Me'achashal kol ponim him zikukim kulam lekosel, because they're really all still in need of his cup. He made the bracha on that cup, and while they may pour into their cups from his cup is still the key cup, so therefore he should drink first, even though they have their own separate cup. Sivkot and hey, the Mishnah Berurah says, wrote Solomar, im yesh lefnei kol echad kos yayin, but if they all have their own cup in front of them filled with wine, and all he's doing is making the bracha, the heavy kilu hey mevarcha matzma, and that halachically is if they were making their own bracha by shomea kaone, then einam tzrichim lahantim alav, then they don't have to wait for him. So the bottom line is, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, that if they have their own kos filled with their own wine or grape juice, they can drink before him. But if they don't have their own grape juice or wine, even if they have their own cup, and certainly if they don't have their own cup and they're going to drink from his cup, then he should drink first. The issue foot number 3 reminds us that we already learned in Shulchan Aruch, Shlo yishto od min hakos vitin chaveru. It's not proper etiquette for a person to drink from somebody else's cup, because sometimes a person will feel uncomfortable about doing this and he can get very sick. So the Stechem, it says, how here, it's different. Sheitachin shalitzorach mitzvah shayni. Since this is a kos shel bracha, it's a mitzvah kos, this rule doesn't apply. And because of this, yesh noagim shemasada kedushin toim me'akos. That's why some masada kedushins will actually drink from the cup, and then they'll give to the chassan and the kala to drink. What many masada kedushin do in that situation is they spill a little bit on their fingers, and they drink the wine from the fingers so they don't have to give the kos that they drank from to the chassan and to the kala. And that's because there are those that disagree with this halach over here, as the Dirshu footnote continues. He brings down from the Shelo Tshuva Zilchei Tzedek, lo hiskim shebetzorach mitzvah, yesh l'hako. Not everybody agrees that because it's a mitzvah that you can just simply make people drink from a cup that somebody else drank from, they may feel very, very uncomfortable and they'll be embarrassed to say no and they could get sick. So how do you explain, according to those that don't agree with this, how here in this situation we drink from the same cup? So in order to be metaritz this stira, he writes, Shala'acha shetoim mekaneach es piakos. He drank and then he wiped off the part that the coast that he drank from, he wiped it off. It didn't say so. Nevertheless, it must be what happened. Alternatively, it must be that they all knew that he wasn't sick. And if they know that the person isn't sick, so then also they're not going to be afraid to drink from him. The issue foot number 4 brings down in regard to why he should still drink before them if he poured the wine into their cups. They have their own separate cups. This is preferable than if he drinks first and then pours into their cups, so they shouldn't have from a kos pogum here as well. As opposed to by the breaking of the bread, so then ein kedai shi'itena botzei lekolecha bin apas lefnei shu'atzmo echimena. By the bread, when he cuts the bread, he should first take a bite and then distribute the bread. Here, he should pour off into their cups before he drinks, and then he should drink. What's the difference? She'ein heim rasha'im lechom in apas ashiochum minhom varachatzul, because there, by the bread, he has to eat first before they can eat. As opposed to by the wine, that's not the same din. Therefore, nechsef adover kehevset lechatchila ben abrocha liachila by the bread. And the Shmir Shabbos Keyochos further explains, shelahavsik litzorech chalukas hapas hu hefsik lechinam. By waiting and distributing the bread to everybody else, that's an unnecessary hefsik. Shari also lem lechol if neishiyitam avarach, because they're still not allowed to eat before he eats. As opposed to, masha'enkin lahavsik litzorech mizigas sakos yesh mizet toelas. By stopping to pour from his cup into their cup before he drinks, there is a toelas, shiyishtu kula mikoshein a pogum, that they shouldn't have from a pogum kos. Once he drinks from it, it's a pogum kos, so that's not as good as if they drink from a non-pogum kos. So therefore, by the wine, there's the distinction that you make the bracha, and then you pour into their cups, and then you drink, as opposed to the bread, you break the bread, you bite, you take a bite, and then you give to all the people at the table. Mechaber continues and he writes, "Ain't sorry, chamevarach lishpoch bikosel lekos hamesubim. If each of the people in front of them has their own kosel bracha, so then there's no requirement for the person who has the kos to go and pour from his cup into their cup. Ella and Cain, kos hamisubin pogum, unless they had a kos pogum, unless their cup had already been drunk from. In that situation, he should pour some from his cup into theirs to unpogum their cup. But if they don't have a kos pogum, so then there is no requirement for them to drink from his cup, because their kos in front of them is a kosher bracha too. And the Ramah adds, look in Simon Ayin Le'el, Simon Kuf Pei Beis, Besov Simon Reish Ayin Aleph for further details about this. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav explains, when we said over here, Ein Tzarech HaMavarach Lishpoch Mikoso, it's Koi Adil El. That goes back on the previous thing that we mentioned, Shelo Yuzukukim Lekosho Shel Mavarach. We're talking about when they weren't needed, so to say, the kos of the person making the benching ala kos. Vatam, the Ein Tzarech Lishpoch, the reason why the person leading the benching doesn't have to pour from his cup into their cups, Mishum Dekivin Diyotso Birichoso, once they are Yotze with his bracha, if they have their own kos in front of them, in Ken Kosos Kol Echod Mikre Koshel Bracha, as I've already mentioned, their own kos in front of them, which wasn't a kos pogum, they just filled it up now after the meal was done, and when they all benched, they had this kos in front of them. So their kos is also called the kosher brach, it's not pogum, and therefore there's no need for them to drink from the kos that the person actually made the bar priya gofen on. They have their own kosher brach in front of them. The issue for number 5 brings down a very important idea, and he says, in regards to being pogum, it does have the din of a kosher bracha that it shouldn't be a kos pogum. Nevertheless, Nissen Karel Shlita brings down she'ain tzorich lahak b'chiyei reviyas b'kol kos. Not every one of their cups has to be filled up all the way to the top. They don't need to have a reviyas. They can just have a little bit of wine or a little bit of grape juice in their cup. V'chein shar dine koshel bracha, and likewise all the other dinim of a koshel bracha, shelo huskar kein befeirish, that aren't mentioned over here, don't apply there as well. So the bottom line is that not everybody needs to have an entire becher filled up with wine or grape juice to be called a kosher bracha. They can just have a smaller amount, and that also will constitute a kosher bracha, as long as it's not pogum, if it wasn't drunk from. If it was drunk from, then they have to refill it in some way. This is a very important nafkamina for when you have, let's say, a person making kiddush for other people at the table, and they want to have their own kos in front of them. They don't necessarily have to have revias. They can just have a little bit of wine in their cup, and that would suffice. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Zion writes, what is this kos pogum? If they had drunk from their cup in front of them, and they now have a kos pogum in front of them, so then they shouldn't ideally use that for the kos shel bracha. He should pour a little bit, the person who's leading the benching should pour a little bit from his kos, which is not a kos pogum, into theirs, to unpogame their cup. Just has to pour a little bit, ma'at. Kodim Shaton, before he drinks, before they drink, Mimenu, Kide Lisakin Pigimosum, in order to undo the Pigima, the Kos Pogum. Ubazetzrich Mizar, Shalo Yitamu Kodim Shitam Hutchila, Kivin Shem Zukukum Likoso. And that's why they shouldn't drink before he does, because in this situation, they are, so to say, needed Zukukim Likoso. Tisha footnote number 6 brings down, even though the drinking of all the people around the table who are also having now their kosher bracha isn't ma'akev, as we'll see in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, nevertheless, it is preferable that they drink from a kos that's not pogum. Shulchan Aruch also taught us previously in Simon Kuf Pei Beis that there's a machlokis aposkim in tzorich lesakin is pekimus kosos hamesubim. Do you even have to do this or not? And the Mishnah Berurah said over there that our Shulchan Aruch over here is going according to the opinion that you should be mesakin this kos pogum. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, after a person finished drinking from the kos of the birchas hamazon, so now he drank, as we'll see, he has to drink a certain amount. He drinks over here, he now has to make a bracha achrona. He breaks the al hagefen, the bracha chasmein shalosh that you make after drinking a revius of wine or grape juice. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches explains, that's only if he doesn't intend to drink anymore. He doesn't have to make an al hagefen right away if he's intending to drink more. He only has to make the al hagefen when he concludes drinking all the kosos he's going to drink now after benching. And this is v'davko k'shedaito lishtos miyat. That's if he's going to drink more right away. The lav hachi, because if he's not planning on drinking any more right away, yesh lochu shem yisakel, you have to be concerned over here that the zman for the ability to make a bracha achrona after drinking a liquid is going to be a shorter period of time than after food, and therefore that time might pass without him making the bracha achrona, and then he'll lose it. The equal, this time of digesting the liquid, shoshasiyah, eino shir gadol kol kach, it's not such a large shir as like by food, as we'll learn, and we've already discussed, ayin le'el and simen kuf pei dalet, sifhei mogen avra. And he says, ayin bir halach over here as well. Now the bir halach over here tells us, in Dibur Amasku, Acha Shesosa Koshal Birchas Amazon, he says, Aina B'mishta Bura, look at what we just learned, the Mishta Bura, Masha Kasavna B'shem HaMogin Avram, that which we said over here was in, written in the name of the Mogin Avram, the Davka Shedaito Lishtos Miyad, if only if you're planning to drink more right away, do you delay in making the Ala Geffen. And the reasoning is, Shekavona Samogin Avram, who she had Starach Ayidei Zil Avarach Od Bracha Rishon Ala Shesia, Sheishta Acha Kach Michodosh, that you'd wait a long period of time, then you'd have to make a new Bracha Rishona. The Ozil, the Taimei, which was brought down in Simon Kuf Pei Dalet, that you'd have to go and make a new bracha rishon over here if you waited a period of time. Ach be'emes harbi achronim iskimu shon l'das evan ha'ozer b'zeh, but many disagree with the Magen Avraham, they agree with the evan ha'ozer, shekol shalo sileg daito me'achila o me'ashasiyah lo nizbat l'bracha rishon afilu shal kol ha'yom. Many disagree and say, even if you waited a period of time, as long as you weren't having a hesach hadas, you were still planning on it, so then you don't have to make a new bracha rishona. And that, in fact, is the opinion of the Mishnah Brura over there. V'yemkein l'chora ein mokum l'divri ha-mogin avram gam b'siv zeh. That would therefore make the Mogin Avram's comment over here, as long as you're going to drink right away additional cups, then you don't have to make the Ala Geffen. Otherwise, you have to make the Ala Geffen right away because you're going to need to make a new bracha rishona. But that isn't the halacha according to the Mishnah Brura. So, however, the Mishnah Brura says, Libi Megam Gem Bezeh, I'm not so quick to want to go and change what the Magen Avraham said over here. Why not? The Nehi, the Imshah, Harbi Lunis Batla Bracha Rishona, even though you hold that the Bracha Rishona still will work, Shaloi Siachal Koponim Daita, because you haven't given up your thought that you're going to drink more. Nevertheless, we call Moko, Man Yomali the Rashay Lasus King. Who says you're allowed to do this Lechatchila? Daria Koponim Mafsid Bracha Achrona Shalachilu Shaziazu, because if you wait enough time, granted, your bracha rishona is okay, but what are you going to do about the bracha achrona? That bracha achrona is gone. Umashi varach l'sof l'achar chilush yoshaniya, and are you going to make a bracha achrona eventually? Lo mahani klal is there. That won't help for the original drinking that you did. Kivat shekvar nis'akel. That's already been digested. Vavi k'misheno. It's as if it's not there anymore. So you've lost that bracha achrona after the first drinking. So granted, you don't have to make a new bracha rishona on the second drinking if it's a while away later, but you've lost the first bracha. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says it's best to follow what the Magen Avraham says over here, that a person should make the bracha achrona unless he's planning on drinking right away. Furthermore, he adds, it's very common that people will forget, and then you'll be in a lot of trouble, or you'll change your mind and you won't want to drink anymore, and then you'll certainly be in a lot of trouble. So therefore, unless you're drinking right away a second cup, better to make the Al HaGefen at the conclusion of drinking the first cup after benching. The issue for number 7 brings down from here that it clearly appears that you can't make a bracha achrona if it's past the shar ikol, if it's past the amount of time for the food to have been digested. So he says, a very interesting question, what about Leil Seder? When you're having your first cup of wine, so then you're not making a bracha achrona until the fourth cup of wine. So that's a long time, and that's way past the shar ikol. So he brings down a name of Shlomo Zalman that Sha'af Shebelel said there no agim laharich by miras hagada yosim ichdei shir ikol, even though it's well past the shir ikol by the time he said hagada, ain hashesiyah shebein hakosos nechshev is hefsek. The in between is not considered a hefsek, and you shouldn't make a separate bracha achrona after the first cup. Why? Kivin sha'oskim by miras hagada, because you're involved in saying the hagada. That's part of the meal. Tzarche asuda. And Adarabi says if you were in fact make a separate bracha achrona after each cup, it looks like it has nothing to do with the Suda, and therefore that would be inappropriate. He then brings down, if somebody is let's say, learning and drinking while he's learning, so he has a glass of soda, a cup of coffee, and then he has another one, and another one, and another one, so he brings down, three hours later, if you have your fourth cup of coffee, so that fourth cup of coffee, you make a bari nefesh, you'll say after that, that can't pater the first three cups of coffee that you had, because it's well past the shir ikol. And therefore, he says, in this situation, nochon levarach bracha rishona v'achrona al kokos v'kos, since it takes a long time in between, so you should make a separate bracha achrona after the first cup, and then when you make a new cup, you make a new bracha rishona, and then when you finish that, you make a new bracha achrona. The issue for number 8 brings down a discussion exactly how long the share equal is for drinking. So he has one opinion from the Chidushei Basra that it's up till a half an hour. Brings down from El Yashiv, from the El Yazuta, in the name of the Matzah Shemurim, Sheish Lizor Shlo Yavor Korov L'Shol Le'achashiso, it shouldn't be more than an hour. And the Kav Chaim says that when you're in doubt about this, make sure you drink more. And when you make the new bracha achrona, you have in mind that if you were still able to make a bracha achrona on the first part, this should be patur din that as well. Or try to listen to somebody else who's making the bracha achrona to get around the suffix. That concludes today's shir.